Hi, this is Anna, and this is Check It at the Round Table, where we discuss movies, books, music, and stuff. Today we are discussing My Engineer Episode 3. This episode was hilarious because of the interplay between Ram and King. It basically follows the story of Bon and Dune as they progress in trying to figure out their lives. But that to me is kind of, I know it takes up a lot of this episode, but to me the funny part was Ram is really interested in this individual, I'm sorry, not Ram, King is very interested in the individual known as Ram. And this is what I think is interesting, because I don't mean we're in healthy relationships. I think you really start with a curiosity, which then turns to an interest, which are two very different things. I should someday do a podcast on that. And then eventually it turns to something maybe more than that. But I think that having a curiosity about someone is what really helps a healthy relationship get started. And with King, he's really curious about Ram. I think that scene where Ram stood up and told Bon off also really enhanced his curiosity about Ram. And Ram's a very quiet person. Ram does not say hardly anything at all. And as the story progresses, King is trying to figure out who Ram is. He sees him outside. He's trying to get a glass of a drink for the dog. And he can't quite figure out. He's like, you know, he has a cup there. He's been watching him in the library and trying not to be too noticeable at his watching of Ram. And as it progresses, he sees that Ram has got a plate of food on the ground and he's trying to figure out what to do with a water bottle so he can feed some kind of animal. And King thinks it's probably a cat, so he gives him his cup and he tries to basically make a chat chat with Ram. And he says, you know, are you you're mixed race, so do you speak any Thai? And I mean, I'm going, you know, this is really like the worst thing you could say to someone as an intro sentence. I mean, you know, looking at someone and going, you know, you're mixed, you know, do you speak any of my language? I mean, I don't mean it. I'm going, this is a really bad way to meet somebody. And Ram does not say anything in reply. And then King decides to proceed by saying hello in every language that he knows, which really is a very short list. And then he says, you know, what is your name? And Ram doesn't say anything in reply. He just sits there getting ready to feed his animal, whatever it is. And then this dog comes up, and King is deathly afraid of dogs because he was traumatized by a terrible dog bite he received. And so he hops up on the picnic table and starts shouting because he's totally freaked out about the dog. Where Ram looks at the dog, he looks at King, and then he just walks off. And I think the reason Ram did that is he's like, you know, you're calling me basically what I consider a terrible word. I mean, no offense, I'm like, you don't call people basically, you know, you're mixed whatever. I'm like, you're a human being, okay? That's all we all are. Nothing more, nothing less. And I think Ram was just pretty much fed up with that. And so he thought, you know, I'm going to let that kid have to sit on the picnic table for a little bit. And he knew the dog was not a threat. The dog is a very good dog. It's not that kind of thing. But I really think Ram was pretty hacked about that whole situation. And so he left King on the picnic table, basically totally freaking out with the dog. And then the dog left and Ram went out and did his daily routine. But that interplay I thought was interesting. I also like that, you know, when everybody wants to take a step back, Ram, our King, is going to take a step forward. And it's kind of funny because Ram is the kind of person that takes a step back and King is the kind of person who takes a step forward, and those two characters end up together, which I think is kind of a funny, you know, bent of the universe, as it were, because a lot of times it's not necessarily that people are opposites, but they fill in each other's maybe spots that aren't quite as good. And I think that's kind of what this shows in this group of people with the humor that is here. Because I'm going, Ram is sitting there going, you're being a jerk, but you don't mean to be, but I'm going to let you pay by having the dog bother you for a little bit. And then he just walks off. But this episode I did enjoy. Again, I wasn't really into the whole Bon and Dune thing. It's just their coupleness is a little weird in my opinion. They don't really seem to fit and they bicker way too much. I mean, anyway, that's my view of things. And again, you can listen to my episode 1 about why I don't like bickering on this podcast for the episode before this and I go into a little bit of a lengthy diatribe, which I'm not going into now. But that is my review of episode 2 of My Engineer. Again, I like this show also because you can watch it with the whole family if you wanted to, and you wouldn't really have to skip anything. And this episode, again, I'd probably give this one a 6 out of 10 for enjoyment and overall, good to go. And with that, Anna out. Check it at the round table. Bye.